The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord God said to me, "As for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you. Be not rebellious like this house of rebellion, but open your mouth and eat what I shall give you." It was then that I saw a hand stretched out to me, in which was written a scroll which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing front and back, and written on it was lamentation and wailing and woe. He said to me, "Son of man, eat what is set before you. Eat this scroll. Then go and speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. "Son of man," he then said to me, "feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll I am giving to you." I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. He said, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How sweet to my taste is your promise. How sweet to my taste is your promise. In the way of your decrees I rejoice as much as in all riches. Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. How sweet to the taste is your promise. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. How sweet is my palate with your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joys of my heart they are. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. How sweet to my taste is your promise. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices over it, than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. And again, so this morning we hear Jesus and he speaks to us. And again, we got to let this enter into our beings. He said, unless you change and become as a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, that's pretty explicit, I would think. Again, a lot of people listening or watching, let this go in this ear, right at the other real fast. I'm not going to become like a child, because what does it mean to become like a child? Till you humble yourself. Again, it comes to humility. And so to be humble means I only do the will of God. You know, in the first reading, hear my voice and obey it. That's what a child does. You know, again, I did this men's retreat, and one day as we were sitting at table with some great guys, you know, we were talking about the Pope visiting up in Canada. And one guy said, which I knew was going to come up eventually, but he says, we were talking about how he humbled himself. The Pope humbled himself and kissed the hands of the people that were abused by the church. And he put, you know, they put one of those feather things on him. And the guy next to me said, he looked like a fool. I said, exactly correct. He humbled himself. And we're not willing to do that. We want to think we're righteous and good and look at who we are. Nothing like that is from God. We humble ourselves and become like children. We do things to bring the lost home. That's who is of God, period. If we're not doing that, we're not children, we're not humble, and we will not enter the kingdom. That's harsh. I know. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.